Biggs. Hi-ya! Bar. Woo! Pasty. Woo! The Biggs and Bar Show with Pasty Jamie.
On 106.1 Shay.
Hi, good morning. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Pasty Jamie.
Good morning.
We are here.
Again.
Doing the damn thing. Welcome to it.
We are essential, Chris.
Yeah, that's right. Yesterday, we were deemed essential.
This is true.
I mean, I don't think anyone... I would hope my son thinks I'm essential. But aside from him, I don't think there's anybody. I mean, my wife will tell me that, but I know she... I mean, look at me. Like, I'm not essential to any lady.
You can barely walk right now.
I can walk fine. Can you not? But, if you've been deemed essential, you're probably on your way to work. If you're listening to us at this time, we appreciate what you do. So thank you.
Yeah. Wash your hands.
Yeah. We'll do that too. Jason does not appreciate you. He just wants you to wash your damn hands.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Fine. Just wash your hands.
He would appreciate not if
gonna
you blow, washed your hands.
Not going to blow smoke every day.
Oh, no. We don't have to blow smoke every day. I agree.
This essential guy. You know what I did exciting yesterday?
What'd you do with
it? Went straight home.
Oh.
That's it.
and then that's it.
I did other things at home.
What'd you do at home? What'd you do? Did you watch Tiger King yet?
No, I didn't. I couldn't bring myself to do it.
You gotta watch that.
No, I watched an incredibly violent movie.
Commando?
No.
What's it called?
Roadhouse?
What?
Avengement.
Wow.
What is Avengement?
That sounds like violence.
So it was like almost beginning to end violence. I knew it would be bad, but there was a lot of violence in it.
Avengement?
Who's in the star?
Oh, I don't know. It was like some low-budget British film.
Ah.
But it was all right.
Avengement.
Is it like The Equalizer, but the British version?
No.
No,
not like that.
No. All right.
Well, I watched the whole thing while walking on a treadmill.
Oh, look at you.
Wow.
How long do you think if I ordered a treadmill today, it would take to get to my place?
Because
crazy.
Yeah.
Like, literally going crazy.
I had to piece my treadmill back together, and it is kind of held together.
You have to build
them? Well, no. That's when it wasn't in good shape.
All right.
It has tape on it.
Watch Tiger King next time you're on the treadmill.
Maybe. We'll
I'm telling you.
I'll probably get to it.
It's amazing that these people exist. Anyways, on the show today, Ryan Reynolds helping out Trudeau. We're going to talk about that quick.
Yeah, helping him out.
Drinking and weed stats. Guess what they're doing? Climbing. We got some more coronavirus stuff. Brazil gangs doing some things to help the police.
Imagine that.
I know.
Yeah.
Crazy.
We really are all in this together.
We really are. It's nuts. And there's a sea lion that sounds exactly like Tom Hanks.
Not even kidding.
Like, exactly.
It's great.
It might be the greatest noise of the year. Yeah. Like, it might be. So we'll get that on for you, too. Oh, and today's a special day.
It is a special day. We'll talk about that next.
We will. Right here on 106.1 Shay.
Carry on my wayward son.
What was that?
I was trying to trick you, and then it tricked me.
What do you mean trying to trick us?
Carry on my wayward son.
Oh, the real song now. Yes. The real song.
There'll be peace when you are done.
Hey, Biggs and Bar Show, good morning. We're going to,
we're going to start the show different today.
I think so.
Let's do something fun.
I know there's a giant topic out there. We'll dance around it today a bit, but I think waffles need their attention.
Absolutely.
Too.
Now, this might be difficult for people because they are, you're staying home more.
Right.
Not for me because I have a waffle maker.
You do you?
Yeah.
How often do you, by the way, it's World Waffle Day. That's what we're talking about. How often do you bust out that waffle maker?
Like once a year.
Yeah. Everyone loves them,
generally.
But it seems like such a hassle to make waffles.
I have a pancake mix from Costco.
Okay.
The one where you just add water, so it's pretty easy. And then.
Kirkland waffles.
Here's what, the Krusty's ones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You like them crusty?
Well, yes, I do.
It's called Krusty.
Krusty's
pancakes
with a K.
Waffles. Oh, waffles.
Like the clown,
kind of.
Yeah,
but not with a Y at the end.
Okay.
Do you want me to spell it?
No, I don't know. Okay. Fine, I've never heard of it. That's all. It's okay.
Yeah,
so it's a pancake
it's
mix.
It's in the blue bag.
Is it a waffle mix or a pancake?
It says can be used for both.
Oh wow!
So what I would do, and I did it recently. Is that I made some waffles.
Yeah, yeah.
But I find that they're kind of soggy, which is not good.
No, you want a crispy waffle.
Pro tip, after you do that, put them in your toaster oven would work.
Yeah, yeah.
But your toaster oven, crisp them up,
yeah.
And they're almost, not exactly, but almost like restaurant waffles.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice. What are you like? You dump a whole bunch of stuff on it.
You put a little icing sugar is nice.
Okay,
I don't mind that.
A little sprinkle of that. Yeah. That's it. No syrup. No ice cream. Syrup. No chocolate. Syrup. No.
Yeah,
whip.
You can put whatever you want.
Fried chicken.
Yeah. Yeah, I did that actually.
Did I tell you guys about the Thanksgiving waffle sandwich? Where they made waffles out of stuffing, and that was the bun.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds great.
That's not really a waffle, then. It's just stuffing shaped in a waffle.
I have some stovetop at home, too. That's a great idea.
Stovetop's the best. It shouldn't be. It should be the worst.
But the waffle, the chicken and waffle sandwich over at the Three Brewers.
Yeah, you talked about it before. You brought it up a few times.
Yeah, so I tried to replicate it at home. Mine, obviously, not as good because it's not restaurant stuff. But it was pretty good.
Yeah.
It's about 3,800 calories.
That's fine. Whatever. Where are we going?
Yeah.
No one's doing anything. Who are you trying to impress right now? Get hairy, fat, and gross. Eat waffles.
That's my life. Hairy, fat, and gross.
Yep. So.
It's on my business card.
If you're looking for something to do today with the fam, make some waffles.
Sure. Make some waffles if you have a waffle maker.
Teach your kids how to do it.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a waffle maker, just make pancakes and then cut them in shapes of waffles with a knife.
You're going to eat it and you're going to like it.
Yeah. It's waffles.
Dad, this doesn't look like waffles. Shut up.
Shut up, Tim. Yeah.
Shut up. You should be in school.
Yeah. You know the new rules. No speaking unless spoken to. I'm tired of your voice.
Bring it back to strap.
Whoa.
Just waffles. Sorry.
Waffles.
You mean a waffle?
You don't got to slap your kid with a strap over waffles.
Man. I don't have children. I'm good.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why you have the strap.
You are good.
Is it hard sometimes not to hit your kids?
Yeah.
Okay. I figured.
Well.
I don't mean yours specifically.
Not mine anymore because they're adults.
One might be up. Well, both might.
Yeah. Probably together they can beat me up.
Here's a better way to say it. It's hard not to feel the same rage you would feel when you want to hit somebody else.
Yeah.
But because we're not pieces of garbage,
you don't do it.
You don't really feel the need to hit your kid.
Okay. Yeah.
So you go punch a wall or something. Oh, okay.
The Biggs and Barr Show. The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, the federal government has won unanimous consent to quickly pass that emergency legislation to free up $82 billion to help us all weather the COVID-19 crisis. Did take a while. They had quite a bit of debate, the liberals, trying to grant themselves power to change taxes and spend, quote, whatever they like until the end of 2021 without having to go through Parliament. You can't do that, Trudy. You just can't do it, man.
I hope.
Like in a time of crisis, people will cooperate.
I hope so.
Yeah.
And I think they just didn't want to bother with having to deal with that. Because the fact that this even took 2 days shows, they did try to sneak something in.
Yeah.
Why can't they just have a council? Like, why can't each party put a leader forward or a certain amount of people to make it minimal so they can get shit done quickly?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's so frustrating.
Yeah, I can tell.
So
frustrating. The package should include a boost to the Canada Child Benefit, a new benefit for out-of-work employees, which might be Chris, and expanding employment insurance as well. Hey, ridership down 90% in 2 weeks on OC Transpo as people stop taking public transit because of COVID-19. They're scaling back their operations. Implementing the Saturday schedules all week. The
silver lining.
Yeah, the silver lining is we haven't had to hear about this
round
damn
wheels
LRT
or fires or
since the whole virus started.
I said that in my living room yesterday. Yeah. I'm like, hey, at least we haven't heard about the stupid train. You got to find silver linings.
The whole transport, they're doing like some pretty big measure. They're doing the back door entry.
Yeah.
And you only can get in the back door. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not new, but in Canada.
Yeah, they're starting slow because it's new.
Yeah.
You got to go slow when it's new.
You got to work your way in that back door slowly. Slow.
Yeah. If you want to know the latest numbers from the province of Ontario, we have 588 official cases, another 3 cases in this city, a woman in her 30s, a man in his 40s, both from close contact, and a man in his 50s who was traveling in the United States. All the new Ottawa patients self-isolating. Quebec,
they've
basically doubled yesterday with their...
crazy.
I don't know if they got a bunch of tests back or if people just started going to the doctor. I'm not really sure, but... That's the way it goes. A mix of sun and cloud today, a high of 7 degrees. And then tomorrow, some rain in the afternoon, a high of 9. And then Friday, sunny and 10. Right now, it is minus 4. That's the latest.
The Biggs and Barr Show on 106.1 Shay.
Hey, it's us. Hope you're all right this morning.
Doing great.
We're going to talk about Ryan Reynolds. He's helping out Trudeau by making fun of himself, which is always the best. He's a national treasure, that guy.
He really is.
He really is.
He should probably be more popular than he is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know. I
think like held to a higher pedestal than he is.
If you're looking for something to watch on Netflix, he's in a movie called Six Underground. Now, it's a Michael Bay movie, so I don't...
A lot of blow-ups and slow camera spins.
But as it goes, it was... Over 2 hours and worth the watch, to be honest. Yeah, I kind of enjoyed it.
I keep seeing it in the queue or whatever, and I'll watch it. The other one on Netflix is it Netflix? Have you guys watched the Mark Wahlberg one? Has anyone watched that new one?
Yes,
is
I
it
did.
All right?
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
It's another one of his, typical Mark Wahlberg movies.
There's meme of him running.
Yeah.
And it was like, hey, we need a guy with a Boston accent to play a hero. And it's him running.
But I mean, you know what you get, right? You order a burger, you get a burger. Yeah. That's what this is.
Yeah. A Wahlberger. Well done. Well done. You didn't even mean to do that. That's how good we are. This is Lightning Crashes.
Essential.
Hey, look at that.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.
I see the world is getting back a bit to distraction.
Yes.
If you go on the trends.
On Twitter?
Yeah. Corona no longer dominating that trend list.
No, the only one that was up in the Ottawa trends is Pass the Damn Bill, which is the bailout bill.
Yeah.
It's going to pass. Yeah, I don't know if they've officially voted on it yet, but it will pass.
They've agreed, right, to take out all the junk?
Absolutely.
Another thing that's trending is booze and weed.
Yeah, I know weed
still doing
stores
all right.
Still just rolling in it.
Yeah. Hi-o.
I mean, I don't see why anyone would expect that not to be the way. People have to cope. You have to find coping mechanisms, and if that's your typical minor coping mechanism, of course it's going to be grow, right?
Now, there was a question being posed. Are you drinking more or less as you are staying away from people?
Right.
Personally, less, just because I don't have any.
Oh, you're out of booze, are you?
Yeah. Good check for me. If you ever wonder if you're an alcoholic, I'm not.
Oh, okay, good. You're okay.
You're
not jonesing?
No, I like booze. I like the taste of it, but I'm like, hasn't really crossed my mind to go get any.
Oh, good.
So that's cool.
That's nice to know.
definitely less for me because I'm more of a social. Like, I don't like as much doing it by myself. Just me and my wife sitting there.
Yeah. I like sitting down, watch a movie or something like that, or a hockey game, and have a nice scotch or whatever.
Yeah, but, I don't.
But I've just been having tea.
Yeah,
I'm drinking a lot of tea.
Probably
are you
better
drinking
for
a lot
me.
Of tea?
I had a liter of tea this morning.
Really? A liter of tea.
A liter of tea.
You're gonna have to pee the whole show now.
Yeah, a little TP. Hot topic.
Is that what you call it? Your little TP.
Little TP.
Hey, honey, come check out my TP. I don't want to
call
TP
it Tetley.
Again. Huh?
Call it Tetley.
That's a terrible name for your penis. Yeah. I got to be honest.
Now, with the LCBO and beer stores and stuff being essential services.
Right.
Yeah.
And lots of people, you can get it delivered to your house still.
And the cannabis stores.
Stores. Yeah, you can just order it in the mail.
Yeah. Yeah.
And lots of craft breweries around this area will deliver it to your door as well.
Nice.
Another plus, drinking and driving going to be way down.
Yeah, that's because no one's driving anywhere. Yeah. That's true. Hey, the car insurance company's just racking the dough, right now?
Yeah. They should give people a discount for...
You're right, Jason. Shit. That is a good joke. That would have won joke text yesterday.
I'm sure they are. Yeah. You know, those altruistic insurance companies.
Yeah.
You know what they're probably doing? They're probably taking all that extra money they're racking in from not having to pay out claims and donating it to people who can't go to work.
Sure they are.
That's what the insurance companies are doing.
Right after the banks are going to actually
defer
cut
mortgages.
Yeah, defer mortgages.
Absolutely. You know what? Don't
interest.
Just live there for free for a while.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry. That's why we need booze and weed.
Yeah, that's exactly why we do it.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, we're going to get up to 7 degrees today with a mix of sun and cloud. Right now it's minus 4. The federal government won unanimous consent to quickly pass the emergency legislation frees up $82 billion to help us all weather the COVID-19 crisis. Ridership down 90% in the last 2 weeks as people stopped taking public transit. So OC Transpo now scaling back operations, implementing Saturday schedules all week. And yesterday, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, he started a hashtag plank the curve. Social media challenge. Why he didn't just say flatten the curve like everyone's been saying.
He's not the first to say plank the curve. I've seen some experts or whatever talking about planking it. I don't know why. But
plank. Like
make it just go straight instead of up anymore. Yeah. But
okay. Yeah. No, I know. I get why, but I don't know why.
But now you have to explain it.
For it.
It seems anyway. He encouraged Canadian celebrities to also encourage people to stay home. And one of the people he tagged was Ryan Reynolds.
National treasure.
So our national treasure, Ryan Reynolds, made a video having a little fun with it.
All right.
Thank you, Prime Minister Trudeau. We need to work together to flatten the curve and fight off COVID-19. I think in times of crisis, I think we all know that it's the celebrities that we count on most. They're the ones who are going to get us through this. Right after healthcare workers, of course, first responders, people who work in essential services, ping pong players, mannequins, great. Childhood imaginary friends, like 400 other types of people. Look, stay at home, practice social distancing, wash your hands. We are going to get through this thing. We're going to get through this thing together. And I'd like to nominate these three great Canadians to spread the word. Mr. Stephen Page, Constable Terry Reynolds of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, and Mr. Seth Rogen of the Point Grey Rogans.
The Point Grey Rogans. Great. Great job.
He does make a great point that all those other people are way more important than celebrities.
Yes.
However, it has been proven time and time again that people listen more to celebrities than they do with people with actual knowledge.
That is very accurate.
So fair enough. If it works, it works.
Do you think the celebrity thing is because of familiarity with them, so they trust them, as opposed to some random expert that all of a sudden is put on a stand that nobody's seen before?
Possibly.
Like why do the dumbers?
Could just be plain stupidity.
Like, oh, he says it's all right. Oh. Must be all right now. I don't know that guy,
so I don't listen to that guy. But I know this guy because he is in Deadpool.
And listen to the thinking that they're great readers, right?
Yeah.
So listen, like yesterday, the conviction in De Niro's voice.
We all need to stay home.
Yeah, he was not into that at all.
He's like, really? Do I have to do this? Come on. Staying home?
I'm almost dead myself. Yeah. What am I reading this garbage for? Let me just count my money from Godfather. Yeah. I'm getting played on cable 800 times the next month.
Anyway, if it works, it works, right?
Yeah.
Whatever works.
Thanks, Ryan.
He's made, like, I don't generally have affection for celebrities, but I like Ryan Reynolds a lot. I think he's solid dude. So,
From Van Wilder days on.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. And then he kind of vanished for a while and then he's back. But
got married to Alanis.
He did, didn't he?
They were married?
Yeah. They got married.
Oh, I didn't know they were married.
I know they were together for a while.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. That's ironic.
Is it?
No. But neither's the song. That's why it's stupid. There's no irony in that song.
No, not at all. They're all like kind of weird coincidences, right?
Yeah. Zero irony. Not one thing is
not at all.
Anyways, wash your hands.
This song would be weird now with all the kids staying at home being homeschooled. Because if you're hot for teacher, it would be your mom or your dad.
It's your mom, that's so weird. Yeah. Little strange. Please. Social separates, we can get back to regular life.
Please. Yeah.
I don't know. I guess if it's a step parent, it's okay.
It's not. It is not. As the child of step parents and the father of a stepdaughter, who's basically my daughter, who is my daughter, it's not. It's not okay.
I mean, legally it is.
It's not.
Yes. People made jokes to you before about that?
No one in this room.
We haven't ever.
Jeez.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
A couple hot breaking celebrity news pieces.
Yes, Prince Charles has COVID-19 now.
Yeah, he's tested positive.
The world, that's going to be too much for the world.
Do you want to know more information about that?
Sure.
If you got a little bit.
Yes, the office of the prince says he has been displaying mild symptoms, but otherwise remains in good health and has been working from home throughout the last few days as usual.
Has there been a celebrity that's shown severe symptoms yet?
Not that I've seen, no.
So all the ones, Idris, Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
They were in hospital, him and...
Prime Minister's Korea. Wife. Anybody else that we...
I think the one basketball player, the initial guy who touched all the mics, his is getting, Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, yeah.
His is getting worse, I think.
Oh. Is it getting worse?
But look what happens when a royal, drives too fast.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes,
but the world's not really as bored to give a rat's ass about some big-eared Englishman.
But the combo is going
to
be...
Also, expect Donald Trump to don a hazmat suit soon.
Oh, cause
because his buddy Vladimir Putin has done that.
Why?
He says the coronavirus outbreak is worse than it looks, and he showed up to some sort of event.
In a hazmat suit?
Yeah.
He's Putin.
Yeah.
Nothing scares that man.
Well, this does. So.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
It's not some facility where they're testing it or something.
I don't know. I don't know where he is. I don't read Russian.
Guy,
I can't see what the sign says.
That guy rides bears with no shirt on, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Aren't those pictures all real? Of him with no shirt riding bears?
Anyway, when the Russian president is donning a hazmat suit, stay home, right?
Didn't he initially say that the Russia has zero cases?
Nothing here. We're immune.
Well, the Russians, they always put forth the most honest and accurate information.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite Putin things is when he plays in celebrity hockey games against, professional hockey players.
Oh, and gets, 11 goals.
11 goals, and they all cheer, and he cheers, in the goal. He just watches the puck go in between his legs, and they all great shot.
I don't want to die.
I know. It's great.
Anyways. It's answer question time.
Text us, 762-555, any question you like.
Like our regular breaks, any topic, who knows where it's going. Yeah. All right, so get them in.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show on 106.1 Shay.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us, 762-555. Text the show, we'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text us your questions, please. 762-555, any topic, any subject, we answer as many as we can. When this is all finished, where will you travel?
I don't know.
Italy.
To be honest, I was thinking of going to Europe this year.
Yeah.
But probably not this year.
No. I don't know. I have no real... Probably somewhere to ski again.
Never. Never for me.
No, I know. You don't like cold so much as... and you're not really... Can you ski? Have you ever skied?
I tried it. I didn't like
it. You didn't like it, eh?
No. Yeah. It seemed
too much fun?
Asinine to me.
Too much fun?
Too much fun.
Just too much
fun. I didn't like the...
thrill and the breeze.
Yeah. No, I didn't... The downhill part was fine.
Oh.
It's just the rest of it.
Getting all dressed.
Getting dressed.
Dragging it
waiting
up
in a line.
Lift,
going up a lift. I was not worth it.
Yeah, Ontario skiing's pretty...
It's not like I skied on a mountain.
No, yeah. Once you...
Just basically a garbage hill in Brampton.
Well, yeah, once you've actually skied a mountain, then when you're here, you're like, oh, this is the worst.
I can't. If I went to, if we went on a ski vacation, all of us together, we normally do.
Yeah, we always vacation all
I would just stay in the hot tub and stuff. Okay. I like the setting. It looks nice.
Yeah,
everything.
You love the
But
chalet.
I don't. There's no... There's no reason for me to go up and down a hill.
I would like to go somewhere where it takes half an hour to get down the hill. I've never been anywhere that big of a... You know what I mean? Is it awesome?
You don't have to go that far to get a good long run. I mean, you can just go to Vermont or Quebec. I mean...
That big of a run?
No,
I've never been to Tremblant.
But Tremblant, you can get some good 15-minute runs. Oh, wow.
How long does it take you to get up the hill? Does it take you longer to get up the hill than to go down?
No, they have all the high-speed chairs now. You rip up pretty quick. It depends on lineups and stuff, right? How busy it is, if you got to stand at the bottom.
Not allowed anyway.
What was your absolutely favorite movie and how many times have you seen it? We're not a big fan of the word favorite because you can like many things.
There's a few movies that I will basically always watch if they're on.
Shawshank Redemption.
Shawshank Redemption
100%.
Is one. Miracle. I just always watch it. I love it.
You guys are... That's the most overrated movie ever.
It's a great movie.
What? It's a great movie.
Settle down.
I remember the Titans. I like sports movies.
Yeah.
I will always stop and watch wherever it is in any of the Bourne movies. I'll just, Bourne's on. And I'll turn it on and I know where it is.
Yeah, you can clue in. You don't need to see the beginning of it.
You know what terrible movie I always have
Rockies.
To watch?
Yeah.
Is it The Day Mad After Max. Tomorrow?
Really? With Ben Affleck?
No, it's Jake Gyllenhaal and the Quaid, one of the Quaids.
Oh,
where, Santa, where the world freezes and he's got to get to his son.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
It's not good, but for some reason, I need to watch it every time I pass really? It. I'm like, oh, I guess I'll watch
yeah,
it.
No, I'll watch pretty much any of the Rocky movies at any point in time.
Even four?
Oh, four is
great. The Russian, isn't it?
Yeah.
Four
is good. Great.
Rocky five was not the best.
No, is that with Tommy Gunn?
Yeah.
They pretended that didn't happen.
Yeah, and Rocky 3, even though it had, like,
Mr. T and stuff
in it.
Get out of here.
It was okay.
What's wrong with you? Which one's Hulk Hogan in? Is that the same one?
Yeah,
Mr.
same
T?
One.
That's
yeah. Thunder Lips.
Thunder Puss.
Thunder Lips.
Thunder Puss.
Thunder Lips.
This is a what a confusing name.
I don't think it's Thunder Lips.
Okay.
I'll fight you to the end. I'm going to go look it up.
Look it up. See what Hulk Hogan's name is in Rocky 3.
He's a wrestler, Jamie. Have you not seen
I've not seen Rocky 3.
Oh.
You've never seen Rocky 3?
Parts of it.
Yeah, well, Hulk Hogan.
The racing scene when they run on the beach. I know that's Rocky 3. Yeah.
In the most ridiculous thing ever, Hulk Hogan challenges him to a fight, like a promotional fight.
Like a charity sort of exhibition.
Rocky thinks, like wrestler versus boxer. Rocky thinks it's going to be fake and fun, but Hogan actually starts beating him up in it. Yeah.
And what's his name?
Thunder Lips.
I'm pretty sure it's Thunder.
This is a.
I swear.
There's, like, I understand why you think it's that name if his name is what Jason's saying.
Where is it? It's Thunder Lips. You're right. It is Thunder Lips.
Of course it's right.
How is it not Thunder Lips?
I don't know.
Why did I think it was Thunder Lips?
Like, I've probably seen Rocky 3 40 times.
Why is his name Thunder Lips? That's even worse. No?
He's got a sharp mouth.
Yeah, I don't know.
His verbal jabs.
Jibba jabs.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I apologize for getting that wrong.
That's all right.
That's okay.
That is it for another edition of
It's an Answer Question Time.
Hey, we know what's in the box?
Yeah, because we got our wall of contest winners.
Champions,
yeah.
Yeah, all our prizes involve travel or concerts, which are obviously both not happening at the moment. So we are going to put your name.
Yeah, plan for pride.
Who is our name from yesterday? Maria something.
Maria Crocker.
Yeah, so congratulations.
She won joke text.
She's the first official name on the wall of contest champions, which you can see on our website.
Yeah, 1061shay.ca.
Go look at their name and all the glory.
And you could be immortalized, too.
Yeah!
If you want to play What's in the Box.
I mean, it's not quite as exciting as being deemed essential.
It's,
but it's up there.
It's pretty close.
Pretty close. So, yeah. We're going to put something in the box and guess what it is. You can get your name on a website.
Yeah, there you go. In plain print.
Yeah.
In the most basic font we could come up with.
That's right. But, you know... We're having fun.
Yeah.
We're all in this together.
We are. So. Honestly, though, it's pretty sweet. You can show your friends, hey, look.
Yeah.
Look, I made the wall of contest. Yeah.
I don't know if we should be playing this song. It is not a good day for a white
wedding.
No.
You should be staying home.
Yeah.
That is a gathering of way more people than are necessary.
Unless you're just marrying, like, just the two of you and you have a priest
virtually.
You're
not allowed to hold hands.
Yeah, no.
If you live together already.
Well, what if you don't? I think this is irresponsible.
Okay. You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.
Like, I'm trying to think if there's any other document or public place you could get your name put that would be more honorable than being on the wall of contest champion.
On the 1061shay.ca
and
website.
Be alive. Like, there's a lot of walls, obviously, that honor dead people that have sacrificed, and we're in no way are comparing our wall to that. But
No.
Like a living wall.
Okay.
Is there anywhere? Is there any, like, the Stanley Cup? Would you put, like, because they get their names, don't they, engraved in the Stanley Cup? This is better. This is better than that. Who gets to see the Stanley Cup? Like, actually, the amount of people.
A lot of people. Hockey Hall of Fame, you can go. Not right now, but. You
know, how many people actually go to the Hockey Hall of Fame?
Like quite a few.
A lot.
Yeah.
More people probably go to the Shea website, though, and get to see their names.
Well, you know what? I don't have the numbers, so you might be right.
I am right.
Yeah.
So, think of that. You will have more people see your name than see the Stanley Cup. Up close. That's pretty awesome. Yeah. Why are you both not agreeing with me on this?
I'm thinking you're probably right.
I am probably right.
Even though, like, Hey. Your one major claim this morning was completely wrong about Hulk Hogan's name in Rocky III.
Yeah, which was actually Thunderlips, but you said Thunderpuss and were adamant about it.
I was so close. Adamant that Jason wanted to look it up.
Eric, yeah. That's a close.
Like, you were convincing.
That's like saying his name was Thunderhead, but I said it was Thunderhair. Like, it's close enough. No.
That's not even remotely close enough. That comparison.
Well, I guess if you...
Thunderlips and Thunderpuss are pretty close.
I guess if you think about it that way.
If you... Depends how you think about it, yeah. Yes.
Anyway, we're going to play What's in the Box, 613-750-1061. Well, if we're being mature, they're not close at all.
Yeah.
We have to be immature to have them close.
All right. Good times, guys.
Call to play What's in the Box. You can get your name on the wall. What's in the box?
What's in this box?
The box. The box.
A mystery box could be anything.
What's in the f***ing box?
All right, it's time to play What's in the Box. Give us a call, please, 613-750-1061.
All right, the first clue is two words. Okay. The first word starts with the letter I.
Two words. First word starts with I. Call us to guess.
Yeah, it'll be lots. Box.
All right, good morning.
Good morning.
What's in the box?
Starts with an I, two words.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jeez.
No, that starts with a J.
Iodine swab.
An iodine swab.
Oh, good guess.
I don't know. Is that a thing?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I know. It fit the criteria. Okay. I don't know if it's a thing.
Hi, good morning. What's in the box?
That was a hang up. That was
a hang up, yeah. Hey, what's in the box? Hello? Yeah, it's what's in the box?
Hey, I'm going to go with an iceberg.
Not
an iceberg. I believe that's one word.
I believe iceberg is one word, yeah.
Hi, good morning. What's in the box?
How you doing?
We're great.
This is what's in the box?
What is in the box?
That's what we said. Yep.
Well, I don't get any clues?
Yes.
Yeah, two words. The first starts with I.
The first word is July.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for calling.
You don't know. My absolute favorite.
So two words.
Sorry, I know what's in the box.
Okay. You don't need the second clue?
I don't need the second clue.
All right, what is it?
What's in the box, man?
What's in the box, man? I think it's ivory snow soap.
No, it is not that.
It is not.
So,
ivory snow soap.
So the second clue is it's mainly green.
Mainly green.
Yeah.
Hey, what's in the box?
Ice cube.
Ice cube.
No. Nice. No, don't eat a green ice cube.
No. No. Thank you. Unless it was done with food coloring just for fun for like St. Patty's Day or whatever.
Yeah. Then it's fine.
Hey, good morning. What's in the box?
Iceberg lettuce.
No. Hi, good morning. What's in the box?
I've been trying to call in through the car. Are there any clues other than the starts with an I yet?
Yeah, it's mainly green.
Mainly green.
Iceberg lettuce?
No.
We were thinking it might be iceberg lettuce, but it's not that.
No.
No, it's it also smells nice.
Ooh. Yeah.
Smells nice. Usually green. Two words. First word starts with I. Good morning. What's in the box?
Irish Spring.
Yes.
That is it. That is it. Congratulations,
sir. All right.
Winner.
All right.
It is very useful in these times. This is another clue. And the last clue was it is soap.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh. Wash those hands. 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your name, sir?
Jason.
You are now, you will now be on the Wall of Champions.
Awesome.
So don't go anywhere so we can get all your...
I ain't going nowhere, but...
Okay, all right. Okay, good. So why was that in the box, boys?
Well I have quite a hoard of Irish Spring soap, inadvertently.
Yeah, you didn't hoard it on purpose.
No, I was in Costco like a month ago.
Yeah.
And they had it on sale. So when you're in Costco, you can't buy like a pack of three.
No.
I think it's 20?
20 bars of Irish Spring. That will last you the rest of your life.
No, at least a year.
Yeah.
Absolutely, the year.
You rip through a bar. Is it in? Do you keep that in your shower? Or your like sink. It's your shower. Soap?
I put one at my sink too.
Oh yeah, you're just wow. You must smell fantastic.
I love
all the
Irish
time.
Spring. It's one of my favorites.
Do you want to shower outdoors like those old commercials and sing? Isn't that what they used to do in Irish Spring commercials?
I have showered outdoors before. Yeah. It's overrated.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Of course. It's cold water in a bucket getting poured down.
Yeah, it's not great.
Sucks. No, it's awful. No. All right, but. That's why. And you should also wash your hands.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wash your hands.
All right.
Even when all this is over, you should still wash your hands.
Of course you should. Yes.
I can't stress that enough.
No. Especially if you're going to touch us.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just.
Yeah. Also, don't touch us.
That's terrible.
No, why?
Well, right now, there don't touch us.
And why anytime? Why do we need to be touched?
I'm all right with a handshake, a good old-fashioned pat on the shoulder, a handshake.
No, don't pat me on
You're
the shoulder.
You're feeling sad? I'll give you a hug.
A handshake.
Jamie's a really good cuddler.
No, not in these times.
I said eventually, not right now, you spaz. Jesus. Why don't you have a fit? Spaz. Why don't you have a fit over there, spaz?
Have a tantrum.
Okay, so for all your touching needs when all this is over, go to Chris. Chris, don't go to me.
What's wrong? Are you crazy? Just give someone a handshake, a hug.
I will shake someone's hand.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll hug you. When this is over.
You don't even like hugs.
But still, I think we're going to need a lot of contact and reconnection.
You've become very sensitive in these times.
What do you want me to do? Getting older, getting mellow, getting kinder. Sorry.
Where's old Chris who threw spoons and stuff?
I still do that.
Where
Come
is
on.
He?
Come on.
I don't like sensitive Chris.
I swore on the radio today.
Yeah, I know you do.
Never changed, man. Just getting softer as I get older. Lazy more. It takes a lot of work to be a jerk all the time. It really does.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Lots of celebrities are getting into the, preaching for people to stay home. We played Ryan Reynolds earlier because he got tagged by the prime minister. And Oprah Winfrey also.
She's laying it down, man.
Yeah. Her main man, Stedman.
They're still together, right?
Yeah. For years they've been together.
She's made him live in the guest house.
Yes.
She's banished him to the guest house because he was late to the party in understanding just how severe this pandemic is.
She basically, if you hear her talk about him, she talks about him like he might be her pet.
Yeah, he kind of is.
We can play.
Stedman is at the guest house because Stedman did not arrive from Chicago until Thursday. So Stedman's like, what's the procedure for coming home? The procedure is, you ain't coming and sleeping in my bed. Literally, Ariana, he goes, I'm not. I go, oh, no. It doesn't work that way. Have you not been paying attention to the news? Social distancing doesn't mean you're going to go sleep in the bed with the person when you have just got off American Airlines. We cannot play those games. So we're taking it very seriously. You know, my friends say, oh, isn't Stedman upset? Oh, no, he's not. He really is. He's happy to make me safe.
I'm sure that's why he's happy.
Yeah.
Happy to make you safe.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Stedman's not going to say anything, man.
Yeah.
Because Stedman is living a good life.
Their guest house is probably bigger than most people's regular house. I mean, for sure it is.
Yeah, bigger than some cities.
Yes, and it's probably got like 6 refrigerators fully stocked. He's probably got
Because I don't know what Stedman does.
I don't know
Other
either.
Than be Oprah's significant other. They're not married.
Doesn't he walk her dogs or something?
I think he walks her dogs, but whatever.
I think he's a little more. If he's sleeping in her bed, he's a little more than just her dog walker.
No, I know. But I don't know what
he I don't know what he does for a living. If he does,
supports
if he has
her emotionally.
To. Yeah, well, that's fine. Like, I mean, that's a great job.
It's a sweet gig.
Oprah seems like a nice lady.
For the most part.
And she has lots of money.
Yeah. Oh, sugar mama. Like top shelf sugar mama. Like, good for him. He's not really a looker either or anything. I don't know how he snagged that gig, but
just a reg guy.
Yeah, regular dude.
There are some great memes going around saying both celebrities. Don't worry, guys. If we can stay home, you can. But then it shows a picture of their home.
Oh yeah,
and it's like
it's got like
a helipad.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
A soccer field.
Yeah.
She wasn't complaining. At least
she
said, "Yeah, she's living in the guest house and he's happy about it." I just don't think she understands why he's happy about
My question.
I think most husbands would be okay.
Was this here
in the bed with the person when you have just got off American Airlines?
She makes them fly like regular planes.
What do you mean?
She's a billionaire.
So what, he should have his own jet?
I'm sure she has her own thing.
For
no
sure.
Stedman. Yeah. You're flying coach.
Well.
Nah.
He's whatever. He's probably first class at least. No? I think she's got him in the
I
back
would think
with
she's got him
with
first
the regular
class.
Peons like us. With the
Here's something. Let's give Stedman a little credit. I'll tell you his last name.
What?
No one knows his last name.
No, I don't even want to know.
It's Graham. Stedman Graham.
Stedman Graham.
Okay.
Two first names.
What does he do? What does he do?
I was trying to find that out. He,
besides walk Oprah's dog.
He has a master's in education.
All right.
He is 6'6" tall. He's a tall dude.
Stedman. I'm trying to date him. I just want to know what he does.
I'm just saying. No one knows anything about Stedman. He's like Oprah's boyfriend. Gets a raw deal that way.
I think he's got a sweet deal. I don't think anything raw about it.
He's got the best deal.
Best deal
probably on the planet.
Well done, sir.
He is the founder of Chicago's Athletes Against Drugs.
So he was an athlete?
Yeah, he played basketball in college.
Okay.
He's a member of the Indiana Broadcasting Hall of Fame.
What does he do?
Oh, wow. Things you didn't know.
We're learning about good old Stephen.
He is an author. He's written several books.
Yeah. Well, because the book club probably helps.
Yeah. So that probably helps too. But anyway,
okay,
a little
nice.
More about Stedman. He's not just Oprah's boyfriend.
Yeah,
you know.
Good, good for him.
Well, lots
good
of people.
For him.
Women don't like it when people just identify them as so and so's girlfriend, right?
Right.
So why should we put up with that with Stedman? Good dude.
We shouldn't. We should. You're right. We should stand. You know, men solid. You know,
it's got a
solid
sweet mustache.
No,
one of the few guys who looks spank. Good with a mustache.
It,
look
it
at
does
him.
Suit him.
Look at him. That's a Selleck like mustache.
Yeah, yeah. All right, okay.
You know, let's give Stedman his due.
I don't.
He's sleeping in the guest house.
Why are you saying the best guest house in the world?
Yeah.
It's true. And he does not listen to Oprah tell everybody. Have you seen all the memes? You have coronavirus.
Or you're essential.
Yeah, you're essential.
And you're essential.
Yeah, yeah.
Stedman, not essential, but he's good to have a room.
The Bigs and Bar Show.
We obviously are going to talk about coronavirus a little bit here and there. We're going to try to keep.
Yeah.
The doom and gloom off the show.
But keep you informed as well.
Yeah. But I mean, if you want to get scary, fearful, fear mongering,
there's lots of ways to do it.
Yeah, lots of ways.
We don't need to be one of them.
But some interesting stuff happening because of this. And there's a couple things we want to hit on here quickly. One is that there's gangs in Brazil, like actually criminal gangs that are helping enforce the lockdowns. Like they're out and about telling people to get
it,
getting in their houses and stuff.
Right.
Which
That's
is
amazing.
Nuts. Yeah.
Especially amazing because was it this past weekend, Jason? The president of Brazil said it was a media hoax.
Yeah. A media hoax.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good on the gang. They got some scary gangs there too.
They do.
You ever seen those?
But what are they doing?
Soccer documentaries.
They're helping enforcing curfews. Like they're patrolling the streets and making sure people are staying in their homes and staying
in their
houses.
That's probably a good thing because I guess the police are bound by some sort of legal thing, whereas the gang, they'll just cut a bitch, you know?
They'll cut a bitch. Yeah. Stitches for
curfew
quarantine
breakers.
Yeah. Bitches. Is that? No?
No.
McDonald's also launched a new campaign where they've separated their arches.
Oh, I see. For social distancing.
Social distancing.
I did see a funny little meme yesterday, an example of social distancing, and it was the Maple Leafs logo and the Stanley Cup. Like, keep that as far away apart as these two have for a long time.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Thanks.
It made me laugh.
Every chance you can, or rub it in.
There are a lot of quick companies and restaurants and stuff that got on the ball pretty quick and were like, hey, we're still doing. And I thought, how many people were in that room to film those commercials?
Yeah.
Oh,
they were to stay away from each other. There's people, there's extras in the background. And
sure.
But.
And then that spring break dude, you know, the famous one that's all over the news.
Yeah, the one who was on the video first. This is what he said. Yeah.
If I get corona, I get corona. At the end of the day, I'm not going to let it stop me from partying. You know, I've been waiting. We've been waiting for Miami spring break for a while. About 2 months we've had this trip planned. 2-3 months. We're just not even having a good time. Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, that guy.
So he's come out and said he's sorry for saying that now.
The most. His apology is great because it's clearly not written by him.
No.
It uses way too big words and ideas, just way above him. But at least, I mean,
at least
whatever.
He said it.
Look, somebody in his life has got through him and said,
you do not want to be immortalized for this.
Well, he will be forever.
He will.
He's an idiot.
Sure,
But so he's a 21-year-old kid or something. 20-year-old kid. He's and they, you know, say some stupid things.
Yeah.
But there's no excuse for that behavior when it puts other people in danger. But still, like, he's 20. I put myself and my friends in danger on a weekendly basis when I was 20.
Yeah, but your danger wasn't going to spread to multiple people and then clog up the healthcare system.
You just broke the back windshield of your Blazer.
Yeah.
A few times.
Yeah.
broke some eggs on some houses. Yeah. Stuff
I
like
wasn't
that.
Doing that when I was my 20s.
Oh,
that
true.
When I was like 11.
That's true.
Yeah.
You weren't still egging happy people's houses in your 20s?
No, in the 20s. No.
16, maybe 17.
Okay. That was your last egging?
That was the last time I remember an incident. We were sitting outside my buddy's house waiting for him in his school because his mom hated us. So we had to run out and hide and get into our car. He couldn't see. His mom couldn't see and get in our car. just sitting there waiting, and we had a, I had a blazer, and I had a dude in the back of the back with a 2.4, and we were 17, and we had eggs too, though.
Nice.
And then a cop pulled into the parking lot, and I was like, oh, no. So I jumped out of the car and walked up to him, you know, slowly, trying obviously, to, yeah. And he's like, what are you guys doing? And I'm like, oh, we're just waiting for a buddy. His mom hates us. And he's like, oh, you don't have eggs in the car, do you? I was like,
what, are you hungry?
I was like, yeah, we have eggs. You want the eggs? And I figured if I give him the eggs, he wouldn't go find the 2.4. So, and he was like, yeah, give me the eggs. So I went and got the dozen eggs and gave him the eggs.
Smart.
And yeah, we skated with the 2.4.
Yeah, that is nice. That was smart. Yeah.
Don't worry, no drinking and driving was happening.
No, no.
It wasn't open, but we were still underage. Yeah, so that's the last egg incident I remember.
Man.
Aside from eating an omelet every now and again.
Imagine how mad you'd be if your host got it. Yeah. But you never thought of that when you were a teenager.
I never egged anyone's house.
We egged the guy's house, and then he came out and started yelling and chasing us around the block. But he's old, so he was running really slow. Yeah. So we ran around the whole block and came back and egged his house again while he was down the street still chasing us.
That is classic.
Yeah. That was a sweet move. I was proud of that one. Yeah. I was like,
because what's he going to do?
Yeah.
If I could have run like the 100 meters as fast as I ran when your buddies egging and stuff, I would have gone like regionals and stuff like that.
Oh, I was always last. That was, yeah. There was one time we were.
It felt like you're floating when you're running.
We're telling a lot of stories here, but whatever. We were drinking on a school portable.
Yeah.
Again,
yeah.
None of this behavior is acceptable. Please don't do this. And I had a troubled childhood. I'm much better now. And I didn't have a great childhood. I like the best childhood ever. But cops came into the parking lot, so we jumped off the portable and we started running across the schoolyard towards like a neighborhood to get away from them for no reason. They didn't even get out of their cars. But we were dashing as if we had, you know, smuggled cocaine across the border. And my buddies went over the fence, like, whoop, 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 like ahead of me because they were fast and nimble and skinny. And I was like, I'm going through. And I just lowered my shoulder into this poor guy's terribly, like, old red painted weak garbage. Like, a breeze would have knocked his fence over. And I knocked his fence over. And then I felt really bad. And I told my dad about it a couple days later. And he's like, we got to go give that guy money for his
really?
Fence.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
And we did. We went and gave him a couple hundred bucks for his fence.
Sorry, mister.
Yeah, sorry. I have no idea it was me, but, you know. So, you know, my dad was a good man.
There you go.
Taught me some good lessons.
Hey, there you go.
So, bottom line.
Yeah.
Don't egg houses.
Yeah.
Don't spread COVID-19.
Yeah. Wash your hands.
Stay at
wash
home.
Your
stay
hands. No matter what you do, wash your hands.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
And you can't get into trouble if you stay home.
The Biggs and Barr Show. Time now for Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto what?
Auto what?
It's auto what time. Jason Barr is going to ask you 5 trivia questions. You have 30 seconds to answer them. You can pass and come back. But your first answer for each question is what's locked in. And we don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. And we're at almost $500 on the line. Who we got?
Robert.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning, Robert. How you doing?
Oh, it should be good right now.
Yeah, it would for sure.
Well, you got your chance to win $490 right now.
Oh, that should buy me a couple of bottles.
Well, Robert. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, Robert, your time will start after I read the first question. What U.S. state is home to the highest recorded wind speed on Earth at 300?
Oklahoma.
Okay. What Rocket Man is still standing after his 73rd birthday today?
That was Elton John.
What member of the royal family has tested positive for COVID-19?
Prince Charles.
What is the French word for cheese?
Fromage.
What American pop star was married to Guy Ritchie?
Madonna.
You win.
Yes!
We're going to, like, surprise him. You're just going to tell him right out of the gate.
He won.
We're not going to review the questions. All right. Congratulations, Robert.
Yeah.
You won, buddy.
Wow. Show me the money, honey.
Yeah. $490 bucks is yours.
Robert. Congratulations.
Oh, right on, man. I sure put that debt in my pocket.
Okay. That's good to know. Right. It's good to know we can help you out. Yeah. Hang on, okay, buddy? Hold on.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Fuck yeah.
He was right. Madonna was married to Guy Ritchie. The French word for cheese is fromage. Prince Charles has tested positive for COVID-19 today. Elton John is 73. And the U.S. state home to the highest recorded wind speed on Earth is this state.
I'm sweeping down the plain.
Wow. Didn't, you know, hey, it's a good thing. Yeah. You got some cash these days.
For sure.
Yeah.
Nice thing. So congratulations, Robert. We start back at $250 tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
We do. All right.
Still better than kicking the head.
What, $250?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, a dollar is better than a kick in the head.
You're right.
I don't ever want to be kicked in the head again.
I think you have to think up a new saying. Something to compare it like.
A punch in the arm is actually better than a kick in the head, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. That's true. Why? How did that become a thing? Like comparing good things to a kick in the head? Like,
well,
no one
wants to get kicked in the head.
Well, that's what I mean, though. But why would it?
I think it's a meaning because, like, most things are better, but it's just something you say.
Like, I would
quite obvious that that's better than a kick in the
obviously.
Head.
Obviously. Like, how about, like, $500 is better than an unwrapped piece of processed cheese? Because, like, if somebody handed you it, I'd be like, okay, oh, cool, I might eat this.
You might eat it?
An unwrapped piece of cheese?
He ate an unwrapped
Do you know who
Paul's.
You're talking to?
Yeah.
I ate dessert off a ballroom floor at a conference that was stepped on, okay?
No, I know I was there.
An onion like an apple.
Piece of cheese. That's all right. Here you go. You want a craft slice, no wrapper? From a stranger?
Yeah.
Obviously not in these times.
Not in these
but
times.
But I mean, you
Where
know.
Where would they have kept it?
These are questions you have to ask.
They're molesting. They're wallet.
I mean, it's still not a terrible thing. You got a piece of cheese.
I might rather be kicked in the head.
I would pass on the cheese, unwrapped piece of cheese.
Yes.
But if you had to choose between a kick in the head and an unwrapped piece of cheese, I'd go with the cheese 100% of the time.
Depends who was kicking me in the head.
Oh. Yeah.
And who was handing you the cheese.
Yes. Right. Okay. Like a toddler kicking me in the head, I'll take it.
Oh, that's nothing. That's like us. Yeah. That's not even a... Can you even consider that a kick?
No. Let's move on.
Okay. Yeah, we should have done that about 4 minutes ago.
The Bigs and Bar Show.
Tom Hanks and his wife Rita were a couple of the first.
They're
recovered now. They're out of the hospital or isolation or whatever. But I guess Tom Hanks being on the minds of people because there's this video going around of a walrus,
Sea lion.
It's a sea lion that sounds exactly like Tom Hanks
in when he's yelling in Castaway.
Yeah, it's just jumping around an aquarium, having a good time, and then it's compared to him in Castaway. Okay. So here is
he's like slapping the walrus.
So that's the seal.
He's like slapping the water.
Now, where's Tom Hanks?
He's right here. That one and the short one of Tom sound very sealish.
Yeah.
We'll play them both together because it will be hard to differentiate where one stops and the other one starts. Yeah, okay.
That's amazing.
Did they change the sea lion's name to Tom?
Yeah, they should.
Because they're Hanks.
They're
Hanks
one and the right. same.
That's great.
Wilson.
Yes.
That's his wife's name.
Wilson.
Well, hey, I mean, both lovable. Let's be real. Who doesn't love a good sea lion?
Sure.
And Tom Hanks. Is anyone in the world not like Tom Hanks? Is it possible to not like Tom Hanks?
I don't know anyone that doesn't like him.
Google it. Who doesn't
I don't
like
think
Tom
there's a
Hanks.
Single person. I've like, you, who? Why would you ever have a bad... He's a lovely man, he seems like. Seems like he's a great dad.
It doesn't good even dude. Come up in Google when I type it. It doesn't even... No one's even typed that
there's
in.
There's zero results.
Who okay. doesn't
zero
like Tom Hanks?
Results. Honestly.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's a couple Reddit posts.
If they could have picked an ambassador, of course you wouldn't want to wish it on anybody, but if you could pick an ambassador to get the people aware and sort of conscious of something, Tom Hanks is your guy.
Yeah.
Like the first guy to sort of celebrity of mass appeal to come out with COVID. I mean, I don't think you could have picked a better dude. For the world to cheer for.
In the unpopular opinion, subreddit on Reddit.
Right.
There's one person.
One person.
Who said, something about that guy primarily irks me. He seems like a nice bloke, but his sunshine optimistic image in media seems shady. I'm not a fan of his acting. Guy seems caricaturish. And there's
nobody. Everyone's like, that is unpopular.
Yeah. Even on Reddit, no one agreed.
The forum with the most miserable human beings alive. One guy says, I don't really like his acting.
And even they were like, no way, dude. Yeah. It's Tom Hanks.
Did Tom Hanks ever play a villain?
Oh, did he?
Okay, he's too likable. You can't cast him as a villain. You can't love him.
Yeah.
It blows the whole premise. You got to hate the bad guy, right?
I'm sure some people were pretty jealous of him in Forrest Gump when he was catching all the shrimp. Some people probably hated him then.
Jenny didn't like him because she came back and tried to give him AIDS.
Yeah, and then left. Yeah.
And then left him with his
single
son.
Father with AIDS.
What? There's the biggest villain in movie history.
Yeah, man. Jenny.
Yeah.
You know what? She got hers.
James.
That's terrible.
She got her comments.
Even though we're talking about a fictional character, to say that she got hers.
She did. She deserved everything she got.
All right.
Strong words.
Yeah. Biggs.
Barr. It's the Biggs and Barr Show. On 106.1 Shea.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
What's one thing you're each really proud of being great at?
Oh, I don't know.
Great.
I don't know if I'm great, but my favorite thing to try and be good at is a dad. Is that too cheesy and too serious?
I don't know.
Like, I really, the one thing I really try to be great at is being a dad. You guys, you got anything?
I don't know if I'm great at anything.
You're getting pretty good at wood burning.
I'm okay at it.
I've seen some of the stuff you did. Yeah, your art there, it's not bad.
I mean, there's lots of people way better than me.
Yeah. No, of course. But, I mean, you just do it as like a part-time
hobby. Yeah, just for fun, pass the time.
Like, to be great? Like, to be great at one thing? Nah. I don't have anything.
You're pretty good hockey player.
Yeah, but I'm good at many different things, but not great at one, I think.
I see what you're saying.
You know?
You think they should shut the Quebec-Ontario border down? There were no virus cases in Renfrew County. Now there's one because a guy from Quebec coming over to work in Ontario. But you understand we live in Canada, right? There are no borders.
They've done it in New Brunswick.
Yeah, there are no borders.
Any roadways, though, they've stopped where they've...
People just need to pay attention and do what they're supposed to do.
Don't go out.
When and how do you give away the grand every day? Oh, it's texting. It happens four times a day. You can look that up. This one I understand. Are you now aware of global affairs? You should eat crow for dishing the guy 2 weeks ago on your random encounter bit. What's our random encounter?
Because it was we did a misconnections a couple weeks ago.
Okay. Right.
And there was a guy who had mentioned he worked for global affairs. Okay. I remember this.
Oh.
And you had said that's a fake thing, and I said, absolutely not. It's not a fake thing.
A department called Global Affairs.
Yeah.
We didn't think Global Affairs were fake. Like, we know Global Affairs happened.
Yeah.
But there's actually a department.
Yes.
I just said it sounds like a fake department. Like no one knows what anyone does there. Like, you would just tell your wife when you don't have a job, I got a job at the Global Affairs Department, because she would never know how to look that up or find out what you do. That's what we said. I don't think we should eat crow at all. I think it was funny, and you should relax.
Eat crow.
Have you seen any dolphins in the Rideau Canal? No, not yet. There's a meme that I put up on the Shea Facebook page. It's pretty funny about less pollution. The dolphins have returned to the Rideau Canal. Well, it's not true.
They showed up in Venice, right? Yeah. I think, right?
No. Also not there.
Also not accurate. Have you ever been lashed by one of your friends with a willow branch?
Yes.
Yes. It's weird if you haven't. And you're...
Me and my brother, like, just beating each other with willow branches.
Like, where I grew up, we lived with, like, a... what they call the green belt behind us.
Yeah.
So there's, a path and a bunch of grass and a creek. And then almost directly behind my house was a massive willow tree.
They're the best trees.
Which had low branches, so it was great to climb. But also, we used to whip each other.
Oh, yeah. That's what children do.
Especially when someone was climbing the tree or trying to get down.
Oh,
and they're wearing
shorts. Lashes.
And just like, whoom, right across the calf.
The calves, yeah.
Oh, good times, hey, guys?
Man.
Carefree times, huh?
Carefree. Different time.
What is a proper J stroke?
Well.
In canoeing.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it's not what, it's not what Jamie does with his thighs.
Yeah,
that's a thigh J.
It's different.
He's a master at that because he's really big, strong thighs.
He's like a cricket.
No, a J stroke is when you make the letter J.
And you weave the canoe in side laterally but still facing the same way.
Yeah.
You moved east-west while you're facing north-south.
It's how you pull your, like, say you're 2 feet from the dock, Jason. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you want to get to the dock.
Yeah, you don't have to explain to me.
You do a proper J-stroke, and you're getting pulled that canoe right into that dock snug. Snug Jason, like a bug in a rug.
Jason knows.
I'm always out of practice with my J-stroke when I get in a canoe, because I'm not often in one.
No.
So it takes me a while to get on it with my J-stroke.
Yeah, sometimes, it's tough.
It can be tough.
To find the right spot in a canoe to do the J-stroke.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, especially find the time. Even.
Well, especially when my wife is in the front trying to help paddle just basically trying to make us go in circles because she doesn't know how to do it, and then making a proper J-stroke.
Teach her the drag. Just teach her the drag.
I try.
Paddle drag. Yeah. Paddle drag.
At one point, I was just, you know what? You should just sit and relax.
He's just sitting.
You know
relax.
What? Just why don't you let me J-stroke. Take some pictures.
Yeah,
that's what you should do.
Oh right, she likes photography.
Yeah, just put the paddle in the boat, and we will. And I'll just take care of it. We'll just don't worry about it.
Stroke drag. Stroke drag. That's all you got to do in the front. If you don't want to flip sides, you know?
And dock.
Huh?
And then you dock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a sweet J stroke.
Yeah.
That's it for another edition of
It's an Answer Question Time.
Well, thanks for tuning in. A couple things before we get out of here this morning. One, don't forget your chance to win some free cash happens again at 11 a.m. A get-rich-quick scheme, $1,000 just for texting a word. That's pretty simple. We're also still looking for Ottawa's best humans. We haven't sort of made it official yet, but we will start pushing that.
Yeah, you can call the Dougie line, 613-216-3849. Leave a message.
Not as much response so far as I figured. I know a lot of people are really, you know, focusing on their own stuff at this moment. I get it. You got to get through it. It's tough on the families. But we're looking for people to sort of nominate others who you think deserve some celebration for being good humans. Can be absolutely anybody. From something sweet you saw a kid do to, you know, a frontline worker to, you know, a hero that maybe we don't expect. Like a garbage guy who did something above and beyond. Whatever, you know? We're looking for Ottawa's best humans, and we need you to leave those nominations on our Dougie line, please. 613-216-3849. Anything else?
Wash your hands. Stay home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can.
I got my two bottles of hand sanitizer in the mail yesterday.
You got them, did you?
Nobody stole them.
Oh, that's good. That's
some good human behavior there. So we're stocked. I mean, not overly stocked. They're just average bottles of hand sanitizer. But, you know.
How much they run you? Like $500 each?
Like $15 a bottle.
Oh, what?
How
big are they?
Like 10 mils?
Yeah, two 10-mil bottles. Or whatever. No, like...
liters?
Water bottle? Bigger than a water bottle?
No, a bit smaller.
Okay.
Like the, you know, like those thin rectangle bottles that are like the typical pump size bottles? They're double those. Oh, so like two double.
All right.
So my wife's like, we should leave them in the car. I'm like, you want our car to get broken into?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? Fill up the little bottles. Leave the little bottles in the car. Someone broke into my car for $8 and change once. So, I mean, they'll do it for hands.
They'll do it. Oh, for sure.
Yeah. All right, but be nice to each other. Be kind. Wash your hands. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
The Bigs and Bar Show.